Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon. Once again, we thank God for all of you that are tuned in to Let's Face the Issues this morning. Amen. Telephone number, lest I forget, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Has God done anything for you? Has he answered your prayer? Do you know how to pray the prayer of faith? Amen. Amen. Call in and let us know. Amen. Share your testimony with us on today. Amen. I also want to, amen, read a few, amen, news articles to you, amen, connected with what we are saying on today, because we want you to have faith in spite of what you are seeing in the news and elsewhere. Los Angeles poised to enact strict vaccination mandate. Amen. Sweden halts use of Moderna's COVID vaccine in people under 30. Idaho Lieutenant Governor bans vaccine mandates, tries to deploy the National Guard during the governor's 2-day trip. Know this and understand this, amen, as we see and hear about these different events that are happening in the scripture. Where is your faith? Do you trust God? Are you praying that God will make some changes here? I don't know about you, but I'm fully confident, amen, that in spite of all we see, all we are hearing, and everything that we are experiencing in this life, God is yet in control. He's sitting high and he's looking low, and he still has all power in his hands. So for that reason, I'm trusting in God. I'm not trusting in man, because I come to know and understand that the arm of flesh will fail every time. So y'all keep on trusting in God on today. Amen. But just before the break, I began to read, amen, from another paragraph of information, amen, that I researched on the prayer of faith connected to the scriptures, James 5, verses 14 through 16. Says here, the prayer of faith is made by the elders of a church visiting a sick person under their spiritual care. See, this is something that's kind of absent in the church on the day, because, amen, the elders, when they knew that a person connected to the body, you didn't have to be a member of their church. You didn't have to attend their local church building. All you had to be was a child of God. And if they knew that you were a child of God and you were now, amen, suffering with an ailment, the elders would get together and come and visit your home. And they would get together and pray the prayer of faith over you and anoint you with oil. Let me tell you something. It's a mighty great feeling when you get that anointing, when they put what we call blessed oil. Some of them will pour some in their hands and they'll lay hands on your head. Or some of them will make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to connect this with anything in no other church, Catholic church or nothing else. Simply what we're trying to do is let you know and understand what the procedures were. And that's all I can tell you by experience. I haven't been in there to witness anything in other churches as far as what they do besides what you might have seen on TV, what the Pope does and what the others do. I don't know what they do. And some of those, we come to understand, they don't have a life to back up what they're claiming to be. But I'm talking about real elders of the church that I knew were saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and what we call fire baptized. This is what I'm talking about on today. People who had a life to back up, amen, what they were preaching and teaching about. Those are the elders, the qualified elders, amen, of the church, amen, who got together because they had the love and concern in their heart for every individual. They didn't want to see anyone suffer, so they got together. A couple of faithful deacons would get along with the pastor, or a couple of the good church mothers. Nothing like a praying mother on today. Amen. But a couple of those would get together and go and visit the sick person and anoint them. The scripture says, we're reading that right here, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, not in their name, not in my name, not in your name, but in the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus' name has all power. We have to know and understand. Amen. He is the anointed one. That is where the anointing comes from. So if we don't learn how to trust in him for all of our situations, no matter what we're facing, and especially at this time, we're focusing in, amen, on the prayer, amen, for the sick. Sometimes, getting back to what I said earlier, people are sick because of sin. Sin causes many ailments in life. I don't have time to go through the whole discussion about that, amen, but I did, amen, a study on the cause and effects of sin. That's the reason why God never wanted man to fall prey to sin, because he knew, amen, already what the devastating effects of sin would be universally. So that's why, amen, he gave man a choice, but man made the wrong choice. But I thank God, because he already had something in place for that, go to show us, amen, how much he really loved us. He knew that we would mess up. So he had something to help us to get our lives straightened out in the form of his son, Jesus Christ. But getting back, amen, to what the scripture said, amen, about the elders coming, amen, and offering prayer in the name of the Lord. That is in the Lord's authority and subject to his will. Now, understand this. Sometimes we have a bad feeling because we pray for an individual, and sometimes they pass away anyway. Does that mean that God didn't answer the prayer? I would not say that. I would say that God had it his way because, amen, God has a perfect will. Maybe it wasn't in his will for that person to get healed on this side. But I'm a firm believer, my friend, that in heaven on today, there are no sick people. There are no lame people. They might have left here with one foot, but in heaven, they got all of their limbs. They might have left here as a blind person, but now they see because, amen, they are whole, amen, in the presence of the Lord. Everything about God, amen, is whole and complete. So it might not have been his will for that to happen at that time. So what we have to do is just like Jesus did when he fell on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. I can imagine how he felt, because the scripture said he sweat. And when he sweated, it was like great drops of blood falling to the ground. He was in agony at that time. But notice and understand this. After, amen, he thought things over, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. He gave up his own rights, amen, as the Son of God, so that he could die on the cross for our sins, so that the Father's will could be done. So this is what I'm trying to get you to understand on today, amen? Come in agreement with God's will when you pray, then that way, amen, those are the type of prayers, amen, that God hears, and he will hear and answer on today, amen? So it went down a little bit further, and it said, prayer is made in full confidence of God's power to heal. Listen, I always say this, amen? Just because he didn't do it doesn't mean that he can't do it. My friend, you have to take heart in the fact that, again, God knows things better than what we know. He knows what we need better than what we know what we need for ourselves. You might think you know what you need, but God knows better what you need than what you think you need for yourself. So for that reason, you have to trust God, amen, to give you exactly what you need to help fit your particular situation. So, amen, it gets back and it says, if the particular illness is the result of personal sin, then confession and repentance of that sin is also called for. You know, that's what those elders used to do, and I was there. I was a deacon at my church, chairman deacon, for 24 years. 24 years, amen. The youngest deacon in the church, the youngest one on the board. When I got saved in 1985, those elders came and laid hands on me. And they said, son, there's a calling on your life. God, amen, has a special call, a special job for you to do. And for that reason, we're going to set you aside. See, they didn't put me there right away. But they said, we're going to set you aside because we want you to become an ordained deacon of this church. And they set me aside. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't keep a track of it, but I think maybe a year or two had passed that they let me serve in the office of a deacon. And as a set aside, in other words, amen, before I got fully ordained. And when my life came up to the requirements of the Word of God, not just what they expected. Listen, understand, it's not what you want, but it's what God wants. If it's according to His Word, and if your life fits the pattern, the requirements, amen, that's given in His Word, then you are qualified to serve Him in that capacity. And that is the reason why the church is in so much shipwreck on today. There are many, amen, novices there, unskilled, unlearned people, amen, that are not capable of doing the job. The job was given to them simply because they were some big person in society or holding some prestigious position in a company. That doesn't qualify you, my friend. Only the Word of God, what it says according to His, amen, Word. And if your life are fitting what that Word says, when you go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, it tells you about the qualifications for a bishop, and then it comes down further and tells you what the qualifications are for a deacon. And when my life came up to what those qualifications said in 1 Timothy for a deacon, then those elders came to me and said, son, the Lord says that you're ready. In other words, they prayed, they got the answer from God, and God let them know when the time was right to put me in that position. And I prayed. And when I prayed, amen, the Lord let me know it was time for me to move on. So I came in agreement, amen, with the Word of God. So this is what's important. This is what I'm trying to get you to see on today. You have to come in agreement, amen, but your life also has to be, amen, amen, free, amen, of unconfessed sin. Put that stuff away. Get it out of your life. It's only a hindrance to your prayer life. So this is what we're wanting you to understand on today. So getting back, amen, to what, amen, he just got through saying, confession and repentance of that sin is also called for. Even, amen, when people got caught up in different faults, deacons and mothers and different ones that ended up sinning, doing something, amen, that was unbecoming of a saint, those same elders got together and went to them and told them, in order for you to continue serving in this capacity, you're going to have to repent of that sin that you did and confess it and get it back right with God. Not with me, but get it right with God. That's what's most important for you in your life. Getting it right with God so that God can continue, amen, to bless you. And if you don't do these things, my friend, again, it's not the people that disqualify you. You disqualify yourself because you're not coming up to the requirements of what God's Word says. Amen. So that's why they told you to, amen, confess that sin and repent. Amen. And then come on back. Amen. And let God bless you and use you. Amen. The raising up of James 5:15 is not necessarily physical. If it were, then no believer should ever die. Again, going back to what I said, sometimes we pray for believers to be healed and God take them home anyway. Again, we must not fight against the will of God. Sometimes we want to hold on to people, and God had to let me know this one time. I was praying for an individual, person that I really love, close to me. And God took them home anyway. They were saved. Amen. They were a saint, a mother in the church. Amen. And don't get me wrong, it's not wrong to question God. I went back and I asked God a question. I said, God, why didn't you heal her? You know I loved her and I really wanted to see her live. Why didn't you just heal her? God answered me back. He said, if I'd have left her here, is there anything that you could have done for her? And I thought about that thing. I fell on my knees and I repented. And I asked God to forgive me for that. I said, Lord, please forgive me. Because no, I watched them suffer. I watched the doctors do everything they could do and they couldn't do no more. What could I do? I'm not a medical doctor. I couldn't help them at all. So God, if your will was done, then let your will be done. Thy servant is satisfied with your answer. And my friend, I just left it right there because God is who he is. We have to trust in him. We have to know that his will is still going to be done. So even if the person is not raised up, doesn't mean, amen, that God's will was not done. Many Christians do die from disease and injury every year, but this doesn't mean they are lacking faith or that those praying for them lack faith. It simply means that it was not the Lord's will to heal in that particular instance. See 1 John 5 and 14. Write that down. 1 John 5 and 14. Telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you want to call us and be a part of this discussion, please do so. You're welcome. Amen. But it says here, amen, the prayer of faith is offered in faith, and part of faith is trusting that God knows best. Amen. See, that's what our faith is supposed to be centered around, that we know that God knows what is best. Yes, it hurts so bad when we have a loved one, amen, to die and go on. But if they have died and gone on with the Lord, let me tell you something. The scripture let us know, amen, that rejoicing, amen, in heaven is made, amen, over that one. When they come into the kingdom, just like rejoicing is made, amen, in heaven over one, amen, when they are saved and come out of the world. God always welcomes them in. I don't know about you, but at the end of this journey, when I come to stand before him, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This is why, amen, I'm doing what I'm doing on today. I'm doing this, amen, in faith, trusting and believing, amen, in God, that through my voice, amen, I will be able to reach someone out there, some sick one, some lost one, somebody, amen, that don't know which way to turn. And you heard, amen, the news articles that I read to you. I even, amen, read another article today that the New York governor said, amen, that the vaccine is from God. Know this. Understand this. We're talking about the prayer of faith and God's ability to heal. If God is going to heal you, you don't need a vaccine. Now, okay, don't get me wrong. If you're taking the vaccine, that's your business. If you're not taking it, it's still your business. We're not coming down on anyone who has taken the vaccine. I'm simply asking you to trust in God. And if you have not done so yet, if you've not taken the vaccine, pray. Pray the prayer of faith and see what God has to say about it. And let God, amen, be the one that worked that out. So just trust him. This is what we're saying on today, amen. Getting back, amen, to what? Amen. The raising up. Amen. And the prayer of faith is saying, it says here, those who pray should be unwavering in their confidence that God will always do what is right. Having prayed the prayer of faith, we can cheerfully commit our lives into God's hands. You see what I'm saying right there? You can freely and cheerfully give yourself over to God. Amen. Knowing, amen, that his will is going to be accomplished in your life because you are trusting in him to do what's best. And this is what every saint, every child of God should be doing on today. Trust in God. Amen. It says here, amen. The restoration of the sick one that James 5 and 15 guarantees as a result of the prayer of faith includes emotional, spiritual restoration that comes in the form of God's comfort and peace. Amen. So this is the reason why on today, look at what all comes along with the prayer of faith. It says comfort and peace. Sometime, amen, people are just troubled in mind. Sometime they are trouble in their spirit. But when you pray the prayer of faith, put it in God's hands. This is what I'm saying. I feel mighty good about this one today. Amen. Praise God. I feel him. I feel him right here in my presence. Amen. But when you put it in God's hands, my friend, listen to the preacher, man. Put it in God's hands. Amen. And he will work it out for you each and every time. Trust in him fully because he knows what's best for you. Amen. We'll be out of time directly, but not out of word. But we want you to know on today, amen, to continue, amen, to trust in God, amen, no matter what, amen. And it goes on down a little bit further. It says, here is the context. This is what we want to talk about on today. Jesus talked to his disciples repeatedly about prayer. He told them to pray for God's kingdom to be represented on earth, and for his will to be done. He told them to pray for their daily sustenance, for forgiveness, and for strength against temptation. And you know where that prayer is found, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Go look at that. That is the disciples' prayer. That's not the Lord's prayer. The Lord's prayer is in St. John chapter 17. Go over there and read that for yourself and see what it is Jesus asked for the Father to do for us. And one of those things he prayed for, and I love that particular verse. He said, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. This is what he's saying. Amen. He wants to keep us. God is a keeper on today, but we have to commit, amen, all of our lives, all of our hope, all of our trust into the hands of the one, amen, who's able. And listen at what else he said. He also told them that anything they asked for in his name, for God's glory, would be done for them. John 14, 13 through 14. Remember that. Jesus said, anything you ask in my name for the glory of God. Now listen, let me tell you something. So many times, amen, saints have a bad habit of this. They go before God asking him for a car. Now, if you need a car, and if you need one just that bad, believe me, God already knows that you need it. And when you pray, if you mean well from your heart and you're not just wanting to consume it upon your own lusts, you want a new car because your neighbor just got a new car. You want a new house because your neighbor just got a new house. No, my friend, you can't excite God with material things. That's not what it's all about. He's not interested in material. But what we have to know and understand, he promised to supply all of our needs. As saints, as children of God on today, blessings come in the form, amen, of your needs. That's why when you give your tithes, we say pay tithes. No, you can't pay God. But that verse of scripture in Malachi says, amen, bring the tithes, amen, into the storehouse. Why? So that there may be meat in my house. And he said, prove me now. Right now, you can put him to the test. If I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive it. All of those windows in heaven, I don't know how many up there, my friend, but I'm just using my imagination right now. Many windows, out of the many windows in heaven, one blessing going to come out of all of those windows, and you won't have room to receive that one. That's what God promised you on today. So you have to trust in him just like that, knowing that whatever blessings he's sending them because that's what you really need. It's going to fit your particular need at that time. Amen. But he said, amen, went on down a little bit further. He said, and he assured them that God knows how to give good gifts to his children, Matthew 7 and 11. Amen. Remember that. Jesus told the disciples that the Father knows, if you know how to give good gifts unto your children, don't you know your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts unto his children also? Yes, he knows. Amen. So you have to trust him for that. Amen. All of these passages emphasize God's goodness and concern for us, but none of them guarantee physical healing. We ask for God's will. We plead for what we desire, and we pray in his name. But sometimes physical healing is not his plan for us. So we have to know. Again, God is the one that makes that call. So we don't need to get all mad and upset with God simply because he doesn't heal one of a physical illness. But notice that whenever God does something, he always does what's best. Amen. Right quickly, we're going, amen, over to the book, amen, of Philippians chapter 4 to connect a few verses along with what we talked about on today, the prayer of faith. Amen. Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Write these down also, starting at verse number 6. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Your requests. Amen. Your requests. In other words, he's saying, don't be anxious when he said, be careful for nothing. Don't worry. I heard the elder say a long time ago, amen, many times in the church, if you pray, don't worry. And if you worry, don't pray. In other words, worrying is another hindrance, amen, to your prayers getting answered if you're going to worry about it. Pray about it and leave it in the hands of the Lord, amen, and let God work it out. Amen. And he went down in verse number 7, he said, and the peace of God, how many of y'all need the peace of God on today? Amen. He said, amen, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but when I pray, amen, I love that peaceful feeling, amen, that comes over me when I pray, amen, because that lets me know, amen, that the Father hears and he knows exactly what I need and he's going to give me exactly what I need. So notice, amen, that regardless to what we are asking for on today, amen, God knows exactly what you need and he's going to give you what you need if you are trusting in him to give you what you need. So just love on him on today, amen. This is the kind of God we serve, amen. And verse 8, be encouraged, amen. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So, my friend, continue to pray the prayer of faith. Trust in God for all things at all times. Know that he knows exactly what you need and trust in God to deliver. Be salt, be light, be blessed. Brother Davis, love you on today. Dr. Youngblood, continue to be blessed. Praying for all, amen, families everywhere. Trust in God, amen. So until the next time, amen, meet us once again, amen, on the air as we face the issues.
Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.